You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into this Thursday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is April 18th. Let's get this one started. So last night we had the beginning of the play-in tournament in the Eastern Conference. In the first game, we had the 7 versus the 8 seed with the Sixers and the Heat. In the second game, we had the 9 versus the 10 with the Bulls and the Hawks. The winner of that 7-8 matchup would be the 7 seed and take on the Knicks in the first round. The loser would then play the winner of the 9-10 game with a chance to play the Celtics in the first round. In our first game, we had the 76ers hosting the Heat as 5.5-point favorites, and you could just tell this one was going to be a dogfight from the beginning. The Heat being one of those teams that nobody wants to play in the playoffs, but the 76ers now surging with the reigning MVP, Joel Embiid, they're always going to be a tough out as well. And like I said, this one was a dogfight from the beginning. We were 5 minutes into the game and only had 9 combined points. But the scoring started to pick up, and we ended the first quarter at 23-22 with the Heat leading. But we also ended the first quarter with a Jimmy Butler knee injury that looked extremely serious in real time. He went down on a shot where he got fouled, was holding his knee, writhing in pain, and this looked like one of those injuries that he might not only miss this game or the rest of the series, but he could be out for 8 to 9 months. He actually would return and play the rest of this game, but his status is uncertain moving forward. But despite that injury, the Heat came out and looked great in the second quarter. They expanded the lead. They hit 3 threes in about a minute span, and they went into halftime up 51-39, growing that lead up to 12. And as we started the second half, it was clear that the Sixers were not going to roll over. In this one, they just kept chipping away at the lead. And by the end of the third quarter, they were only down 2 before Hawkes hit a 3 just before the quarter ended. So the Heat went into the fourth with a 5-point lead. And all of that led to a great fourth quarter. It was back and forth the entire time. We had a few lead changes, but the Sixers ended up pulling away just at the end here. They went up 105-100. He ended up with a late free throw and a 3 with just a second left, which cut it to 1. But there just was not enough time left, and the Sixers end up winning this one 105-104 to secure the 7th seed and take on the Knicks in the first round of the playoffs. Looking at the final box score, Embiid finished with 23 points despite only shooting 6 for 17 from the field. This was largely due to his 10 free throw attempts, of which he hit 9. He also added 15 rebounds and 5 assists. Maxey added 19 points and 6 assists himself, and then they got a huge game from Batum off the bench. He finished with 20 points on 6 threes, and he also had 5 rebounds as well. Tyler Hero finished as the leading scorer for the Heat with 25 points, but this was only on 9 of 27 shooting from the field, including 4 for 14 from 3, but he also added 9 assists. Butler finished with 19, but just did not look like himself after that knee injury. He only shot 5 for 18 from the field. They did get a good game from Hawkes off the bench, as he shot 6 for 11 and finished with 15, and Kevin Love also added 10 off the bench. And that takes us to our second play-in game of the night between the Hawks and the Bulls. The Bulls were the home team here and 3.5-point favorites, and this one was an absolute barn burner. In the first quarter, they combined for 62 points. The Bulls had a 40-22 lead and just looked great from the start. The Hawks actually cut into that lead, and they scored 45 of their own in the second, and we combined for 144 in the first half as the Bulls had a 6-point lead, 73-67. The Hawks were able to keep this one close for a solid portion of the third quarter, and the game was just 88-85 with about 5 minutes left. But then the Bulls just went on a tear, and they finished the quarter on a 22-7 run to take an 18-point lead heading into the fourth, and they didn't look back. They got outscored by 3, but it didn't matter. They still won the game by 15, and Kobe White had a career-high 42 in this one, one of the best games of his young career. And the rest of the Bulls starters also played really well. They all shot over 50%. They got 24 points from Vucevic, they got 22 from DeRozan, 19 from Dosunmu, and Caruso only added 6, but he left in the third quarter with an ankle injury. But overall, great performance from the Bulls. From the Hawks side, DeJounte Murray added 30 points. Trae Young and Clint Capella both had 22. Bogdanovich had 21. And Hunter rounded them out with 8 on only 3 for 16 shooting from the field, including 0 for 7 from 3. So just to summarize these games real quick, with the Sixers win over the Heat, they become the 7th seed and will play the Knicks in the first round. And with the Bulls win over the Hawks are officially eliminated from playoff contention. And now Chicago will head to Miami, and the winner of that game will be the 8th seed and play the Celtics in the first round. There are a few unknowns in this next game, though. We don't know if Butler's going to play or the status of his knee. And the same with Caruso and his ankle. So we'll see if either of those guys are able to come back. Hopefully they both are. I think that has a chance to be a great game. I'm sure the Heat will be favored, especially at home. But we'll see who comes out on top and secures that final spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. In other NBA news, the Raptors' Jontae Porter has received a lifetime ban from the NBA for gambling violations. This comes after it was revealed that he leaked some information to bettors. He also limited his participation in at least one game while he was with the Raptors, and he also bet on other games while he was in the G League. And these bets ranged from $15 to $22,000. And this reminds me a little bit of the Otani scandal and his interpreter betting. He had some really small bets and then some really big bets as well. But anyways, these totaled about $54,000. And the total payout was a little over $76,000. So he ended up with some net winnings of just under $22,000, which is crazy to me to risk your entire career for $22,000. We're talking about a guy, yes, he's played in the G League a little bit, yes, he's played for the Raptors, but he still made $2.4 million in his career. What's he doing with these small bets trying to win $22,000? It blows my mind. Doesn't make sense. But here we are, and now he's banned for life. He will not play another game or be associated with the NBA anymore. But with that, I want to transition quickly to the MLB. We had a doubleheader yesterday between the Royals and the White Sox in which they split. So now the Royals are 12-7, and the White Sox improved to 3-15 on the year, finally getting their third win in the second game of the doubleheader. The Nationals and the Red Sox both finished with 2-0 shutouts over division leaders as they beat the Dodgers and the Guardians, respectively. We also saw the Mets beat the Pirates 9-1. The Brewers shut out the Padres 1-0. The Braves beat the Astros 5-4 in extras. And the A's get their 8th win on the year, beating the Cardinals 6-3 in Oakland in front of what I'm sure was dozens of fans. And then to close out the MLB scoreboard, the Giants beat the Marlins 3-1 as the Marlins fall to 4-15, tied for the second worst record in the league, only better than the aforementioned White Sox. And with that, we will wrap up today's Thursday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you so much for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.